A Beautiful Blue Death by Charles Finch. Narrated by James Langton. Copyright 2007 by Charles Finch. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Charles Finch, care of International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The fateful note came just as Lennox was settling into his armchair after a long, tiresome day in the city. He read it slowly, handed it back to Graham, and told him to throw it away. Its contents gave him a brief moment of preoccupation, but then, with a slight frown, he picked up the evening edition of the Standard and asked for his tea. It was a bitterly cold late afternoon in the winter of 1865, with snow falling softly over the cobblestones of London. The clock had just chimed 5 o'clock, and darkness was dropping across the city. The gas lights were on, the shops had begun to close, and busy men filled the streets, making their way home. It was the sort of day when Lennox would have liked to sit in his library, tinkering with a few books, pulling down atlases and maps, napping by the fire, eating good things, writing notes to his friends and correspondents, and perhaps even braving the weather to walk around the block once or twice. But, alas, such a day wasn't meant to be. He had been forced to go down to the yard, even though he had already given Inspector Exeter what he thought was a tidy narrative of the Isabel Lewis case. It had been an interesting matter, the widely reported Marlborough forgery.